This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with your hosts, Captain Mickey Eastman and Captain Benny Hatton. Presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years. Captain Benny is a licensed Coast Guard captain. Now, here they are together, your hosts, Captain Mickey and Captain Benny.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Producing the Outdoor Show again.
It's John Boudreaux. Last day of the week.
That's it. Start a fresh one tomorrow for me.
Amen.
Hope it's a good fishing week. Ready to roll.
Be a little nippy out there.
Yeah, we'll. Just bundle up and keep chunking. All right, let's get back to our phone lines. We have a pretty good board going here. We need to knock them out. Let's go to line one as first. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. I actually talked to you on Friday and took your advice about a pontoon boat, and I bought one out there yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I got the 18-foot DLX.
Okay. And?
So,
feel like you got a good deal?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I get it in the water.
See if it'll float.
If it'll float, I think I come out on the, okay, come out on the winning side. But I don't get to go get it till I've got to talk to McLean, because I also took your advice on it about getting a trailer from them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be pulling that a lot or going to saltwater with it, you got to have a good trailer, man.
Yeah. But so we'll see. And then I heard y'all mentioning, just as I got in the truck, about wondering how many had been sold, and so I figured I would add one to the three Captain Benny knew about.
That's four.
There's four.
That's it. So
I know Crocker sold one, because he sold it to somebody I know, so I know of five for sure now.
There you go.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you can't go wrong, you know, upgrading to that trailer. I mean, because, you know, you were talking about how far you were going to pull it sometimes. You got to have something good, yeah. You know. You can't. These five-and-done trailers that come in these package deals, and they're painted, and they're going to fall apart on you. It's
we've seen my brother-in-law. He's been into boats his whole life, and I kind of used him as an advice for owning. He told me a lot of the same stuff you did, so. But I got to try to get, I think it's with Captain Watkins on his electronics school now, so I can get all the electronics I need for it.
You mean Will Kirkpatrick School?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Will Kirkpatrick, yeah.
I listen to so many of them, I get them all confused.
I understand, yeah. There's a big difference between Jay Watkins and Will Kirkpatrick.
But, no, I just wanted to appreciate all your help and get me headed in the right direction.
So I understand.
Now, if we can put some fish on it, we'll be doing good.
That's just add fish, slime her up, break her in.
That's it. All right, Captain.
Okay,
Nick,
well, I'm glad you got your rig.
And head to work.
All right, well, good luck to you, and I'm glad you got a McLean trailer. They're great people. I've been with them over 40 years. Running their stuff, yeah,
well,
and they're
well,
great
you know,
people.
It's funny. My brother-in-law was, you know, and he told me the exact same thing. Go straight to McLean, and I mean, it was like, okay, so I guess that's where I needed to go.
That's the only way to roll, brother.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
Okay, GM. See you, man. Good luck. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy we were just fixing to go to dropped off. So good. We only got one more. Let's go to Marvin now. Marvin, good morning. You got an early boost, the guy before you dropped off just now, so you're up.
All righty. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a little hunter's yarn for you I'm going to share with you. I know deer hunting's over with, but it's too good to pass up till next year.
Okay.
Anyway, there were these four hunters. They fixing to go hunt deer in the morning and whatnot. And they knew one of them snored real bad, and it wouldn't be fair to all of them, one to have to stay with them all the whole season. Anyway, so they were going to switch off different nights. Anyway, the first guy went and slept in the same cabin with him, and he come back the next morning, his eyes were all bloodshot. His hair was all messed up. He said, well, what happened? He said, man, it was terrible. He just snored all night long. All I could do is stay up and watch him sleep. Well, the second night was basically the same thing. Next guy couldn't get any sleep. He said, I stayed up all night and watched Bob sleep. Anyway, there was this third fellow. Now, he was a cowboy kind of fellow. He was about 65 years old, been on the range, you could tell, for quite a while. Anyway, come bedtime, old Ronnie went up to Bob and said, Bob, let's go to sleep. So he went up to Bob, he gave him a big old kiss, a hug, and patted him on the bed about three times, tucked him in bed. And then old Ronnie went over to his bed and he laid his head on his pillow and he went to sleep. Well, old Bob didn't sleep a wink that night. He stayed up all night watching Bob. He stayed up all night watching Ronnie sleep.
I got you.
And they say, with wisdom, with age comes wisdom.
That's it.
Okay, it wasn't that great. Okay.
No, I get it.
Well, that was the joke.
That's right. The guy that's doing the snoring, you put it in his head, he can't sleep, and then you get your sleep.
Yeah, hell yeah. He don't want old Ronnie coming by kissing him.
No, not after that kiss and that pat on the butt. I believe I would have been up all night, too. Anyway, or went and slept in my truck.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would.
I've done that before. I've had to just pull out of a camp house and go get in the truck and sleep in there. It gets so bad. It was sounded like weed eaters and chainsaws running all night.
That is, they don't know when to go to bed.
Well, that's true, too.
Cards playing and poker all night long. It's supposed to be hunting.
That's it. All right, all man. Right. Okay, Marvin. Thanks, buddy. You have a great day. All right. All right. Let's head across the globe and let's go talk to old Cameron Plog. We just call him Cam. Cam Plog. Hey, Cam. What is up?
Good morning, brother. What's happening?
Oh, it's all good. What's going on, man? How many did y'all get yesterday?
Greetings from Costa Rica, man.
Los sueños.
Man, Mickey, get this, brother. We got the first blue marlin release of the tournament at 8:45 yesterday morning.
Boy, that didn't take long.
we had this blue marlin come up on the teaser, and We've been a lot of miles. I've been talking. I've lost my voice, man, from screaming and hooping and hollering yesterday. But we've been a lot of miles to get that bite like that yesterday. The boss, man, we baited and switched the blue marlin off the teaser, and the boss man caught it. And we caught it in 5 minutes, just rearing back in reverse, fish jumping, going crazy. And we were able to get the release in 5 minutes, and that was just to get the first blue marlin release of the tournament was that was just absolutely killer. We lived for that.
I watched y'all's blast off on Facebook yesterday. You were videoing that was pretty cool.
How about that shotgun start? And we were at the front of the pack, man, and man, these bugs started taking off, and we were rocking and rolling. But luckily, we were in a fast boat. We were able to pretty much push on through.
Yeah, that boat runs pretty good, that rig you were in. Now, y'all got that first release on a blue marlin at 8:45. How many points is a blue marlin worth in this tournament?
A blue marlin is 300 points.
300.
So we were sitting pretty good there till about, we were tied for first till about 10 o'clock, and we caught another sail,
But, man, we had the midday lulls. We went and we started struggling. We caught one fish at 11 and another fish at 2. And so we only had 500 points. There was a couple other boats that were catching sails, racking up the points. So we were kind of getting down on the list there. And 15 minutes before lines out, we released a triple header sail, which bumped us back up, and we're in the top 10 right now. So we need a big day today.
Yeah. So.
But man, 52 of the best teams in the world, and to be sitting in the top 10 coming into the last.
Yeah, game, that's impressive.
It's pretty cool, and to get the marlin bite early. Oh, and we also caught a 33-pound Dorado, which was 1 pound short of the daily Dorado.
Wow.
So we were close. We're right there, man. We need a good day. But we caught everything we saw yesterday, so you can't ask for anything more. We were 100%.
Yeah, y'all batting 1,000. That's good. You can't beat that.
Now,
somebody I'm friends with on Facebook, I forget who, they were posting, they had 6 sales. They were 6 for 12. I'm forgetting which boat that was.
Man, I think it was the Scatterbrain, probably.
It might have been, you know, because I was seeing their updates on there, and they were all fired up and going crazy and everything because they were getting a lot of bites, but they were 6 for 12 the last time I saw a post from them, so.
Man, it's just you got to make every bite count. And when you they say that the best teaser for a sailfish is a sailfish that's already hooked up on the line.
Right.
So when we catch one, when we get one on, we put the boat in a hard turn and we're still fishing. We change all the lines around and we have everything still out. So it's like a big. And it's like a Chinese fire drill, man. Everybody, lines are going up, down, over, under, and you try to get doubles and triples,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you rack your points up. And we ended the day, we had a triple 15 minutes before lines out,
man.
and it was the only triple of the day too. So we had a lot of cool stuff happen for us.
Well, y'all are gonna have to make it roll today, man. Everything comes together. Y'all keep batting 1,000 get you a couple, 2 or 3 marlin bites today. Y'all could be in the money big time.
That's right. If we start today like we did yesterday, we're going to be the leader is only 300 points ahead of us. So
okay, one
blue marlin, and we're going to be back right there in the tie with the leader. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a close tournament. You can get on them. It could be your day, man.
What's a winning boat get? 450, 450,000.
Man, it's kind of divided up a little bit, but man, the top, and there's prize money for tunas and Dorado and Wahoo as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know who won the daily yesterday, but the dailies are like worth close to 100,000.
Wow.
And if you're the overall winner, so if you, yeah, and every day is a daily, so if today. You know, there's a chance at 100K today.
Yeah, too. I got you. All right, yeah. Cameron, I got to roll. I'm already on a break. And, hey, I wish you the best and good job. Tell all your guys good luck. And y'all break a leg out there, man. Go get them.
Well, thank you, Mickey. I just wanted to call and give you an update, let you know what's happening down here. You guys take care and have a great day back.
All right, little brother. Hey, go get them. Stick them hard, man.
Okay, brother, you got it.
Okay, see you now. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
All right. Cam, getting them. Boy, they're having some fun down there. And in the top 10, you never know. Morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 518 in the Bayou City. All right, moving right along. Let's get to line 2. Let's talk to James. James, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. It didn't come up. I hate it when I punch a button, it won't work. James, you're up now. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Me and Travis Stone and his little boy Ty, we're on the way to San Luis Pass right now, and we're going to go try to catch some of them redfish and trout this morning.
Okay.
So we've been catching good redfish back there, but it's been a little hard on the trout, and I was wondering if you had any advice and if you ever fished back there.
What, behind the pass?
Yeah, behind by Mud Cut. And,
yeah.
You know, through
there. I hadn't fished over there in years, but I used to do it a lot years back. And now this time of year, I think those trout are more bayou related over there, where your deeper areas are, you know, where your guts and cuts are coming out of bayous, and then maybe an adjacent flat coming right off of a bayou into a bay. You know, they may go shallow, but if not, you can always fish in those ditches and catch them, you know, like Bastrop and Chocolate and, you know, those bayous. If the water, it depends on what the water looks like too, you know, it depends on how much runoff they got over there. I don't have a clue. I don't know how much rain they've had to make those bayous run or not.
Yeah, they've had a little rain back there. It hasn't been too bad. We caught a lot 2 weekends ago before all the rain came through. And,
you got to turn your radio down or I'm going to have to hang up.
And then we had 5 or 6 days that, you know, no fish.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I was just calling to see if you fish back there looking for a little advice.
No, Not anymore. Not like I used to back in the day. I'm just too far from there. I mean, I can actually go fish Sabine Lake closer and easier than I can go fish the pass from where I live. You know, I live on Trinity Bay on that northwest side of it. So it's pretty.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good pull. Plus, I have to endure the nice traffic problems on Highway 146 to get to Galveston from where I'm at. And anybody that knows what I'm talking about don't want to pull a boat up and down 146 every day. That's a nightmare. I'd rather go sit in a dentist chair all day.
Yeah,
you know.
All right. Well, good luck to y'all.
Good luck to y'all. What are y'all throwing? Are you throwing artificials?
We're throwing, since we got the boy with us, we're going to get some live shrimp.
Oh, okay.
And, for him. But, yeah, we'll be throwing some down south lures back in there.
Yeah. I know the Hammer's been catching fish up that way, you know, in the Tri-Bay area. He's been, you know, this time of year, he likes fishing those deep guts coming out of the marsh and in those bayous, you know, adjacent to shallow flats and all that. He's been doing pretty good on trout.
Yes, sir.
Well, good luck to you fellas.
Yes, sir. You too. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. See you. All right. We have phone lines available, 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
Yeah, I hadn't fished back there in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. We used to. This time of the year, there's a little flat that run up in Cole Pass right there.
Yeah.
Right in one of the kind of the last bend before you get into Christmas Bay. We used to fish that drop off there and did okay.
Right. And it's time, you know, we start, usually February, you start getting a few warm-ups and stuff. Christmas Bay at one shoreline gets pretty good for wading.
Yeah.
Catch some pretty good fish doing that. But
I hadn't waded at shoreline in ages.
No, I just hadn't gone down there. I used to spend a lot of time down there, but I don't mess with it much. Things have changed.
Yeah.
I've gotten older and don't like pulling that far, and I sure don't like pulling a boat through all that traffic. I just, golly, it's a nightmare. You know, people.
Well, there's no easy way for us to get down there. I mean, we either got to go 45 or got to go 146.
Yeah, one nightmare or the other.
Yeah. And then you got to go all the way down the seawall.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Yeah, you can go that way. Always go 61st, and I'll cut through and go in behind the airport and
yeah,
mm-hmm. come out on 12 Mile Road there and
yeah.
head to the pass.
Hit Stewart.
All right, let's go to the callers again. Joey, you're on the Outdoor Show. Good morning.
Morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just got a new deer rifle. I got the 6.5 Creedmoor, and
yeah.
I've been hearing you talk about breaking a new barrel and stuff, and hell, you go online and there's about 1,000 different ways to do it. I know I want to do the one shot clean for about 5, and then, you know, do 3 a few of those.
There you go.
You know, and then the 5, but are you actually doing the whole that copper fouling solvent, and then some kind of another type of solvent, that kind of
break? Yeah, I'll do that I do that for about the first 3 to 5 shots, and then then I'll just swab it and oil it and swab it out and then return again. And what kind of are you shooting, a bolt rifle or a semi-automatic Creedmoor or what?
Yes, sir. It's a bolt rifle. It's a Browning.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to go as far as like we do with the black guns when we're breaking in a real good barrel, like a fluted bull barrel or something like that, where you're going to shoot a lot of rounds through it. These the type of rifle you're shooting with a bolt like that, you can they're not really made for shooting hundreds and thousands of rounds out of them like some barrels are.
Gotcha.
And I'd go up to about, run a box through it and then clean it, like you were saying, do it at that point, and then after that you're good to go. You just make sure you're tweaking it, and once you get your barrel fouled, then you can dial your scope in and get your gun right where you want it, and then you can leave it like that. And I know I always hunt with a foul barrel.
Yeah, that's what
and make sure, after you get it where you want it, then take your cold shot, after you let that barrel cool all the way down, just like if you were going hunting in the morning and your barrel's ice cold and your first shot out of there, that's the one you want to be on and the closest. And, dial it in that way. Once you get it close, then make your cold shot. And if you need to bring it over a half inch or take it up a half inch, then you can do that after, let it cool down and make that shot again, and then you'll know you're on. That way, when you take that first shot at a deer in the mornings, that barrel's going to be close. You're going to be as close as you can possibly be.
I got you. So, yeah. and your cleaning process, are you scrubbing it with the solvent and then adding oil and then shooting it, or are you just pushing?
Yeah, don't make the oil real thick. Just oil your pad and just swab it through, just to clean out the leftover residue from the scrape, with a wire brush.
Okay.
And do that, probably do the copper fouling stuff first 5 or 6 shots through that barrel, and then you can go to just cleaning it out. And it depends on the bullets you're shooting too. If they're copper jacketed, you need to do it every time. But if you're shooting real high quality bullets like you're going to be hunting with, then you can change it up.
Okay. Well, alrighty. Well, I'll do that. I need to pick a day where I'm going to be kind of have some spare time and kind of be with myself out there, because I hate shooting when there's 50 people around.
Yeah, I like going during the week and where you can take your time and do it right.
I got you.
Okay, man.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you.
Okay, Joey, good luck with that. You're going to like that Creedmoor. It's a fine rifle, man.
That's what I hear. Can't wait to actually shoot it.
It is a rocket. All right, buddy. See ya. Okay, let's go to Alex next. Alex, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Man, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing today?
Couldn't be better, good. Man. It's Sunday.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, normally I go white bass fishing in February, when the normal run is.
And mm-hmm.
My neighbor was telling me that his brother-in-law has actually been catching some males out in Spring Creek already.
Right.
So, I'm taking my little cousin. He'd never been fishing before, so he's been begging me. I'm like, all right, well, I hear the white bass kind of starting to run, so let's go ahead and try to ease on up to Trinity, up past by B-Dice Creek area.
Right.
So we're going to go try to get up there and go see if we can't get on a couple of them. It might be early, but this boy's never been fishing. He's 18.
Yeah, I remember Ken Huffman. He used to start out about this time of year up there and get in on that early run. And the river dictates everything, you know, the water flow and all that. And it's Trinity River is definitely flowing, man.
It is. It looks like on a couple of them Trinity River websites, and looks like up there by B-Dyes, it's not terrible, you know, but I don't know. It's always hard to go off some of them websites. I just go out there and just look at it myself.
Well, I know they upped the release out of Livingston during the night. It's up to over 62,000 this morning, and Lake Livingston lake level's 2 feet above pool. So they can't even keep up with the water that's going into it. So the Trinity's running pretty hard, filling that lake up. I know they're letting water loose of the Richland Chambers arm and all that up there. So it's rivers are running, man.
Yeah. We're going one of them little side creeks.
Yeah, that's all you can do this time of year. And a lot of times those white bass will get out of that current and move up in the back of those, you know, eddies and creeks and stuff like that. So you may do good, man.
Yeah, hopefully we get on them. But yeah, I just wanted to – I normally call in – normally during deer season, I always go up there and hunt the National Forest.
Right.
And so – I'm going to do some fishing this time period. I'll just give y'all a call.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and you have fun. Put that boy on some fish, man.
I'm gonna do my best.
All right, buddy. See you, Alex. Have a good day. Right. Be safe.
All right.
Man. Later. Okay. All right. After the break, we'll come back. We'll have Marshall will be up next, and then David after him. You guys hang with me. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Favorite Sports Radio 610 on your radio.com app and get breaking news and guest alerts sent straight to your phone.
My favorite station.
This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Hey guys, it's the holiday season. It's the season of gift giving, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm just guessing there's a lot more love going around this time of year. If you want to give the gift of better sex to your partner by being ready to go at a moment's notice, let me tell you about Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. It's a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you can see where I'm going with this. You're going to have that extra pop, that confidence boost to go all night if you have to. Hey, someone's got to do it. Why not you? Best things about Blue Chew, it's a long list. It works faster than the pills. It's cheaper than the pills. You can take it on a full or empty stomach. No doctor's office, no pharmacy. All you got to do is this. Just go to BlueChew.com right now and take a couple minutes to fill out the form. I've done it. It's easy. You just put in the promo code 610 and you get this incredible deal. You pay $5 for shipping and your first order is free. Absolutely free. Get in the holiday spirit right now. The ultimate stocking stuffer, right? It's Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Promo code 610, $5 for shipping. Your first order is free at bluechew.com. Promo code 610.
Maybe it's the scenic views, or perhaps the expansive pro shop and award-winning restaurant. It's time to stop guessing. Pack your clubs and discover why the Country Club at Golden Nugget was named one of the best state-by-state courses you can play by Golf Week magazine. 18 holes of excitement, plus dynamic dining and 1,100 luxury rooms. It's all here waiting for you. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, a short 2-hour drive from Houston. Visit goldennuggetlc.com to book your stay today.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord on The Triple Threat.
As they're dealing with Earl Jethro in the restaurant and the disturbance he's created there, a call comes in from a Popeye's fried chicken basically down the road.
It's a Louisiana staple.
Yeah, you know, I'm as loyal to Chick-fil-A as it gets, but even Coke acknowledges Pepsi exists.
Bro, right? Wait. You didn't just put Chick-fil-A in the same sentence with Popeye's. No way in hell.
No, I agree. But Popeye's spicy chicken is something to deal with.
I don't think they view each other as competitors.
I'm bringing you some for Christmas, okay. Rich. Yeah. I'm bringing you right. some for Christmas, yeah. Rich. Yeah. Not Chick-fil-A. I'm bringing you Popeye's, baby.
Now, KFC may feel differently about that.
That's true.
Chick-fil-A didn't even serve fried chicken in a bucket like those
places. Should we throw in churches while we're at it?
Why not? Yeah. Why not go local and say Frenchies?
Frenchies. Yeah. Wow. But I'll repeat, I am first and foremost a Chick-fil-A guy.
Sean Pendergast and Rich Lloyd, 2 till 6 on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Live from the Fuddruckers studio, this is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 534. We have some phone lines available. If you'd like to give us a call on Open Line Sunday, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
Okay, Marshall's next. Let's go to him. Marshall, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Morning, Benny.
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. Just got off work. And I had a question for Captain Benny there.
All right.
Yeah, let's say I got a master of towing license, inland, Western Rivers, all that good stuff. We actually work out of that little barge fleet right there by the Superfund site. We've been trucking barges up and down the river, man. And I heard that guy call from Highlands the other day talking about it. My question was, can I charter, do fishing charters or tours or anything with the current license that I have?
Yes. Yeah, you got to take that license to, you said you have a master's, is that correct?
Yeah, I got a master of towing, inland and Western Rivers.
Oh, you have a towing license then?
Mm-hmm. Does that supersede a six pack?
I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
I know that with the six pack or our masters, 100-ton masters, we can't go tow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that with your towing license, you can't come carry passengers for hire. That's just speculation though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, shoot, man. Yeah. I got a lot of time off on my weeks off. We work a 28-14 schedule and I was thinking something to do on my weeks off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now I can give you a number that you can call and find out. If you want to do that. Now, they're closed because the government shut down, but they'll back up, they'll be able to answer your question. That number is 1-888,
mm-hmm.
and then the letters, I ask NMC, Nancy Mary Charlie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're talking about the Maritime Center.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. National Maritime Center.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll give them a shout and see what they have to say.
I love dealing with those people on radio.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Boy, howdy. Golly, man. Can't wait till my next renewal.
Oh, man, I got radar coming up pretty soon. I don't even want to do it.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can't remember. Golly, it was so long.
I don't know about you, but that government shutdown isn't hurting me any.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, man. I appreciate y'all taking the time out to answer my question, man.
Life still goes on. All right, buddy. Good hearing from you. Yeah. All right, Marshall.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
All right,
thank you, Marshall.
Later. All right. Let's go to the North Side guy.
The North Side guy. Yeah.
Guitar Dave. Dave, good morning.
Well, I made it out alive this week again, man. God, no. What the deal, Well, I might have stepped up on my handgun license. That stolen rent truck runs into the ATM over there and then tie the chain onto it, pull the front door off. They didn't get the money though. But if I would have been there 30 minutes ahead of time, but I'm glad I got the police officers come by and checked on me yesterday and so it's just it's a little iffy. Hey, I was gonna ask you on like when I do, because I don't want to carry outside open carry. I mean, I know you But when you get the your concealed handgun license, it's open carry too. But shoulder holster is, I think, the way I want to go.
Yeah, you'll have to have a jacket on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. But I think that's going to be the easiest way because I don't know. Some guys are like carrying behind you or whatever, and I don't know. You know, but anyway, I want to be safe. You know, that's the main thing. And I don't want to do anything against the law. That one security guard told me, though, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And it took me a little bit to think about what he said. And I'm like, I don't know, though. I don't want to go through all the legal stuff, you know. So I'm just going to be safe, and hopefully my police officer buddies will keep
main
an eye
thing
on
is to be there. Legal, and yeah, don't shoot yourself in the foot. You know, if you're carrying a hand cannon, shoulder holster is the way to go.
Yes,
like
sir.
You're carrying a big pistol, you know, like a 10 milli 44 mag or something
But I got a 38.
Yeah, that's you know, it's a good
revolver.
Little
yeah.
Yeah, a little hip gun or you know, get you like a you know, 42, 43 Glock, just carry it in your pocket.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, like I say, I want to be legal. I want to be safe.
Well, it's legal if you have a handgun license, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to have to maybe get with Frank and get him to print me up the new stuff for it and then to mail it off because I don't have all the computer technology to get stuff printed yet. But I'll figure it out. But, I mean, I just want to be safe and legal. That's it. You know, I don't want to do nothing wrong. Y'all know me. Y'all know my heart. I just, right now, I'm lucky. I know this one dude, my buddy of mine, when we went to Seattle for that fourth game in the Rockets way back in 96 or 7, we're in our hotel room before we go to the game, and there's only 20 of us there that was from the Rockets, you know, from Houston, and he's starting to teach me hand defense moves, so I know some of that. And you don't have to be real strong to figure out where to hurt somebody, you know.
No.
So, but anyway, that's about it. Hey, I appreciate y'all coaching me on this, and I'm going to be listening because, hey, the more I listen, the more I learn, and I appreciate y'all guys. I'm waiting around a little bit because they'll open up over there at 6. That way I got somebody to watch my back. Today's a truck day. The truck comes and sweeps. So I just have to go look.
I got you.
I'll be listening to y'all guys.
All right, good luck. Watch your 6.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Laugh in the hood, man. Laugh in the hood.
I hear it every day. Pow, pow, pow.
All right, yeah. That's
all right.
Not good. All right, buddy. See you.
All right.
Okay. Got some more lines available now. If you care to call us, 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
Feel like a parrot. Okay, let's go to Jim on 1. Jim, good morning.
Santa Fe, Jim.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't say that on the screen. There's a lot of Jims that call this show. What's up, man?
Yeah,
we have a new producer. He'll get used to it. He'll know who you are.
Yeah, I was going to say. So what happened to Leslie T? She moved on?
She quit. She's gone. She's out of the radio business for good, she said. She moved to New Mexico and starting a new life.
All right.
Had enough.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I was thinking about that Hilton down there in South Texas that we'll be going to.
Yeah, the South Texas Hilton. It's just a deer camp.
Yeah, I know. I surprised her with it, and she said, they got a spa and a pool?
No. Your wife's that pampered? You may not want to bring her down there.
No, man. She used to be right next to us cutting deer up and finding deer. So, yeah. She's the same, almost same as me, but not as much as Echo, you know? So
right. Well.
How about those Cowboys?
Yeah, they are who we thought they were.
Yep.
Just like the Texans. Except they got one game deeper into the playoffs than we did.
And then today is for the Eagles. So we'll see how they go about the Saints. So, and who's Patriots playing?
They're playing the Chargers.
Okay. Chargers, okay.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
That's the first game.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the early game. And we get the Eagles and the Saints late.
Yeah, well, it'll be me, my wife, my son, and his wife. She doesn't want to hunt. She's not a good shot. So she'll come just hang out in the blind and whatever else.
All right.
I saw those pictures that you sent. Was that a 1 week's worth of buck?
That was one hunt. A big company came there. That was 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 100% success. Everybody shot a buck.
How about you?
I didn't shoot any of that. There wasn't nothing left after that crew got out of there. No, there was. It just, you know, I didn't see anything that I really wanted. I saw some real nice deer, but they wouldn't have bettered anything I have on the wall. And so I just shot a meat buck, shot a spike.
There you go. How you doing, buck? Baby?
Doing fine.
How's that boat show?
Long.
Yeah, I bet. What time you got to get there?
Well, I've been going home popping a nap, and I got there yesterday about 1 o'clock. Today, I got to go in at the start so I can get my truck up close where I can load it up tonight.
Yeah, my neighbors do shows, like Show Me Products or some stuff like that, and they got to get in there and then get out. You know, you only have a certain amount of time, but it's like a Chinese fire drill trying to get out of there.
It's a zoo.
Yep. Well, have you been doing anything? You been hunting or anything or fishing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not much. I've been tied up since the first of the year with that show. And then I went to Florida, spent Christmas with my son. So.
Oh, okay.
Been out of pocket for a while.
And all your extremities are okay?
As well as can be expected.
Yeah, that's all in how you look at it.
Well, I baited the trap yesterday, and man, I haven't seen any sandhill crane down here.
Nah, they're all
further south.
They're all south and north. Or there's a lot of them up in Amarillo and Panhandle area. Golly.
It's just been so wet. You'd think that usually when it is, they come in down there. So, and then you got Guitar Dave just fearing for his life up there.
Yeah.
Trying to steal a ATM. Come on, guys.
Part of living in the hood, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jungle out there.
Oh, my goodness. Don't forget about the children.
Yeah, don't forget about our boys and girls in blue. You know, there's been a lot of them shot here the last few days, man.
It's just unbelievable. Sure like it.
What kind of person would shoot a cop? I mean, you think about that.
That one lady, where was it? It was just a couple of days
Davis.
Ago.
Well, it was two women cop killed just back to back. Bam, bam.
Oh, damn. Wow. My God.
Crazy world, man. It's just, I can't even fathom that.
You know,
shooting the very people that try to keep law and order and make this country great. And, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, biting the hand that feeds you.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's called respect, man. Everybody's lost respect. Well, they don't respect themselves. It's hard for them to respect anything else in life.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Tough, but that's why we play that national anthem at 6 a.m. for all the good folk, whether they're soldiers, law enforcement, EMS, or whatever, for those people that watch our backs. They don't get enough respect in my books.
I got the cannon loaded up, too.
Got the what loaded up?
The 50 cal.
Oh.
Lock.
Yeah.
Black powder season. Yep. Yeah, I used a 338 shell that a guy gave me. That's a perfect load for that mini ball.
That'll get it done.
She's deadly at 50 to 70 yards. So use a peephole sight on it.
Yeah, a different ball game down there in South Texas. You're going to have something you can shoot 200 yards with down there.
I'm bringing the 264 Magnum.
That'll work.
And the son, he was going to bring a 30-30. I'm like, no, you're not.
We ain't no saddle gun territory down there, buddy.
Put that back in the scabbard. Yeah,
take that to East Texas and hunt off a donkey or something.
A donkey.
I'm gonna take out the 30-06 for him, the pump. Mm-hmm. That should work for him. You had a picture you showed me about that Sendero. That was two big hogs there too. So
yeah, I was sitting on that. I was having a slow hunt, but it was early in the day when I took that picture. But that gives you an idea of how the setup is. It's real pretty down there this year.
That's what it looked like. Yeah,
beautiful. All right, man. Jim, I got a couple I got to get before the break. I'm running out of time.
All right. Can't wait for that national anthem. God bless everybody.
Coming up. All right, buddy. See you, Jim. All right. Let's go to Chris is next on two. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Captain Minky, you mentioned a Mercury Montego.
Yeah.
Boy, my sister had one of those. And we were early 70s. I'm 12 years old. We're at a Globe. Remember those Globe stores?
Yeah, the old Globe stores, you bet.
So we were loading stuff in the car, and she fainted. And so I got in the car, and I'm thinking, you're really a quarter mile from the house. I've never driven a car before, but I have driven a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
And it was two racks and a left. And I say,
I got this.
Yeah. The first time you push on the brakes is a little different, but that woke her up. But I made it, no problem. Now, our driveway on each side was a wax leaf ligustrum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, making that left turn, I kind of didn't make it right and went over that thing, and that Montego took every leaf off of that shrub. The tree was fine. The car was fine.
He just went over it and just stripped all the leaves off of it.
I stripped it all off of it. And we were sitting there, and Daddy come home, and he had his hands on his hips, and he's looking at that tree. He couldn't figure, by looking at it, he couldn't, what the hell could have done that? But that Montego was a tank, boy.
Yeah, old Mercury Montego.
It rode good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, she got mad because I put that old Army man that would lay down over that sniper room. He was laying down on the Army man. And so I put that on there, and she said, you know, most people put a cross, but here, and you put an Army man up here. She used to get in trouble from that people because they were a hard time. But, that brought back memory. But that
either cross or they'll put Jesus on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at you, have him looking at the highway. Telling you where to go.
But those gloves, those are a long time ago.
And you had to have the little dog in the back window with a head bobbing up and down. Remember everybody used to put those on the back dashboards?
Oh, yeah. Some people used to put all kinds of stuff down in the back.
Oh, yeah, and then they had dingle balls hanging on the trim around the windows and everything.
I got
70s and 80s, man.
Nothing's changed. What do you see hanging off the back of a lot of those pickups now?
Well, they got, off the trailer hitch. That's repulsive.
It makes me sick.
That hurts me every time I see that. I just want
to. Yeah, I'm just going, home. That's just, you know.
It's concrete, man.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
He's gone.
We lost
him. That was quick. No, he said thank you and just hung up. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to touch the button. Now we got a break coming up. I got Mark. I got 1 minute. He may want to talk more in a minute. Let's go see. Mark, good morning. I got about a minute for you, buddy.
Yes, sir. You're listening to the Bob Stevenson Outdoor Show. Mark Rodriguez, producer. Good morning, friends.
You're the Mark that used to produce his show?
Yes, sir.
What is up, man? I remember seeing you when I'd come in and hang out.
Let's talk.
That's pretty good.
Talk about.
Well, let's talk.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad I'm here.
That's it. We're still here, still breathing. And let's see. Now you produced when over on in Montrose, over on Lovett Boulevard, right?
Actually, there and where you're at now, I guess, on 24 East.
Yeah, Westland. Yeah, you moved over here to the new studios with them, right?
And I was with Pappy and Bob, and right. It was great. It was sad, but hey, I have not talked to anyone for years, but I'm still here.
Awesome.
And I have so much great stuff. Bob Stevenson has so much stuff to talk about. I got the funniest story I can tell you now.
Okay, well, why don't you let me go ahead and do my top of the hour break, Mark? You understand all that, being an old producer you are. And we'll come back to you after the top. How about that? Hang with me, man.
That'd be fantastic.
All right, Mark, hang with me.